It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Yes, thank you, New York. We consistently come in the top 10 in New York radio, New York AM radio in the Nielsen ratings. Thank you. Thank you for your confidence in this program. Well, as you know, each week we interview a C-level executive or a business leader from a wide range of industries and professions. We cover real estate, social media, corporate culture, strategic planning, communications, financial planning, marketing and advertising, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in the business world. Well, as I do each week, we open with some thank you. Special thank you to my colleagues here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, in particular, Sruli, Eliana, Hoodie, Hannah, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, B-Tank Magazine. We have features that go in there. One of the recent features was the interview I had with Rachel Krause, VP of Marketing at Westfield World Trade Center. We're also on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, the OG Network, iTunes, YouTube, and all past episodes are available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. There you could pick up the interview I had with Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield, Dick Schulz, founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, and so many other fantastic guests. Captain Sully Sullenberger, of course, the famous captain who landed in the Hudson and saved the lives of everyone on board. Every single episode is available. Many of them have a video episode as well on a robust YouTube channel. If you want to go to YouTube, if you want to do it via YouTube, no problem. Type in Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis and you'll see over 50 videos. Each one is like a TED Talk, basically, where it captures the highlights of the interview that we had. And in fact, tonight's guest has agreed, and it's going to be an episode as well. And therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition, where we are going to discuss affordable housing in the New York metropolitan area, in the five boroughs in particular, and many other important facts that have to do with developers and even for people that are looking for apartments. So we go to tonight's guest, none other than Martin Joseph here with me in studio. Some background about a very distinguished guest. Martin is the CEO of Metropolitan Realty Exemptions and reside in New York. Metropolitan Realty Exemptions is the premier provider of all property incentive programs, filing and servicing developers in the five boroughs of New York City. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss the affordable housing program and how you may be eligible for it. How to land affordable apartments in the New York metro area. What and everything you need to know about the 421A tax abatement and how it affects you. With that intro, we give a warm welcome. Martin Joseph, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Oh, thank you.
And we want to discuss the benefit of the 421A and all other incentive programs that the city offers to developers and to potential tenants on leasing these affordable units.
Nice, nice. And of course, we'll get to that in a little bit later in the program because I understand you have this fascinating program, Reside New York, which can educate and inform so many people that in the past have, the thinking was that affordable housing meant that it's just for low income, but today even middle income people can apply, which of course is of great benefit to developers. But you know what? People are going to have to stay tuned for that. We're going to get to that in a bit, but that's very important information. But let's talk about Metropolitan before we get to Reside. Tell us a little bit about it. What services does Metropolitan provide for developers?
Good question. Metropolitan Exemptions provides all kind of incentive programs to developers that are seeking to either construct new construction or do any kind of alteration, including commercial, residential. On residential, there is the existing 421A program. That's for new construction. Then there's the J51 program that will cover all of alteration, including alteration with additions. That's called alterations type 1 and type 2. That the city has introduced different programs to incentivize developers to develop and alter their projects to be able to enjoy different benefits for the years and the life of the abatement, either abatement or exemption. And the goal of that is to freeze any increase in assessment due to improvement and to give an incentive to a developer to pursue these kinds of alterations or new construction.
So really anyone in development at any level, I mean, I imagine the earlier the better, but at any point, if let's say they weren't familiar, they're just listening to the show tonight, they should really be in touch with Metropolitan Realty Exemptions, because they could be, I mean, they could save, what, hundreds or thousands or a lot more perhaps?
Definitely. The city has the certain rules that you have to abide by. I'll give an example. There's a program on commercial properties, either new construction or alteration, a program that's called ICAP, Industrial Commercial Abatement Program. In short, it's called ICAP. The city has a very stringent law. You are required to file a preliminary application prior to the issuance of the initial permit. Once you issue the initial permit, the DOB, the Department of Buildings, issue an initial permit, you lost the opportunity to pursue the program.
Really?
So definitely, you should contact Metropolitan Realty Exemptions prior to planning any kind of construction, and we will assess and advise you to the best of our ability which programs is best suited to your project.
Now, before I get to more questions, there are people out there that are going to want to find out more information. What's the best way that they can get in touch with you and your company?
MRETAX.com, MRETAX.com. That stands for Metropolitan Realty Exemptions, TAX.com. So again, it's MRETAX.com. And we will be glad to review your project, your proposed project, and give you the best suited program to your project to be able to enjoy the benefits for the maximum life that the city offers you on the benefit program.
Now, we're going to take a short commercial break, but I just want to mention, when we come back, I want to discuss the possibilities that a developer, that is for a developer, when they go through Metropolitan, because I'm so curious, is this something that they could save a few $100 or a few thousand or a lot more? We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, more with Martin Joseph of Metropolitan Realty Exemptions. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's ElytraHealth.com. Elytra Health. Well above all.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining us here on this show. If you're in real estate, really in any aspect of real estate, this show is for you. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up on our channel. The easiest way to access it is to go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. My guest this evening is Martin Joseph, the CEO of Metropolitan Realty Exemptions. Thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak.
Well, before the break, we talked about it. You know, someone is about to build a beautiful new condo there. They just bought a piece of commercial real estate. Maybe it's residential real estate. Why is it so important that they contact? You gave an example to before, but why is it so important, even from a financial benefit perspective, that they contact Metropolitan Realty Exemptions?
Any developer, as we know, is always looking at the subtotal. What will the bank take him out? How will he do a refinance? How will the bank look at his income and expense? Mm-hmm. And that's what the city looks at. That's why every property owner is aware that they need to file an RPIE annually, real property income and expense. Now, when you improve a property, obviously, the market value increases, the assessed value increases, and tax liability increases. When the bank does a refinance on the property, they will consider what will be the property taxes on the property following completion of construction. So if you want to benefit the maximum refinance on the property and you want to have the maximum income on the property, obviously, mm-hmm. you want to file for a 421A, you want to file for a J51, you want to file for a ICAP on a commercial property to enjoy the benefits that the city offers you.
So that means that, I'm going to ask the question this way because it's really a question that I'm sure you get faced with many, many times. And that is, let's say there's a developer and he says, I'll just try to do it on my own. I can go onto a website, onto the city site, and I'll do it on my own. Why is it so important that they contact a company like Metropolitan Realty Exemptions to go through the process for them?
Definitely everybody can file themselves. The city gives an opportunity for everybody to file. But in order to be able to enjoy the maximum benefits at the quickest time with a filing with the city, as you all are aware that the city has red tape, we will, with our experience, pursue the best program possible at the quickest time for the developer to be able to fill up the affordable units, to rent it up quickly, and he should be able to refinance his project. Let me give a simple example. If a developer proposes a new project of 100 units, mm-hmm. 30% of these 100 units should go for affordable marketing if he wants to enjoy the benefits. Mm-hmm. A bank, any bank that wants to refinance that project, wants to see these affordable units rented up in order to see the income to be able to refinance the property. At Reside New York, we have the most experience. We have produced and developed the best programs to work with the city to be able to fill up these units at the quickest time possible. Mm-hmm. We should be able to give the developer the opportunity to refinance his project as soon as possible.
Now, you mentioned something that's fascinating because normally affordable housing has the connotation that it's just to open it up for low-income tenants. So therefore, they are looking for tenants that would be of mid-income or high income. My understanding is with the latest program, that is a possibility?
100%. You hit it on the nail. With the new program, the Affordable New York program, although it's called Affordable New York, I would definitely recommend to anybody looking to rent an apartment in the five boroughs, they should pursue and check our new website on Reside New York and see that anybody that has a mid-income is still eligible under the new 421A. It's called 130 AMI. That's the annual median income, 130 AMI. People that have mid-income are eligible for the 421A. That's the big, huge incentive with the new 421A program, that developers that are developing a new project are not only pursuing low-income potential tenants, we're talking about mid-income tenants that are eligible for the 421A.
So that means on ResideNewYork.com, ResideNewYork.com, they could go and visit and go and actually see apartments that they may be eligible for.
Yes, ResideNewYork.com is very friendly, user-friendly, right, made especially for people that are looking for affordable housing, sure, but that are mid-income tenants, that are potential tenants that will be eligible if they apply. And it's a very, very simple way to apply, that you can get eligibility for the units that are available under the 421A.
So, I mean, this is like fantastic for anyone in general, but certainly with the recent announcement about Amazon taking property in Queens, there's going to be thousands of people looking for apartments and that are, you know, getting, you know, mid-income.
That's why we created Reside New York. Right. We understood that there will be a big influx, people that will be looking for apartments, potential tenants. That's why every developer should pursue the new 421A. In addition, if somebody does a mixed-use project, he has the 421A benefit on the residential side, then he can follow the ICAP, the commercial benefit, on the commercial side. So he has two benefits that he can pursue and benefit of. That's why, again, it's important to contact Metropolitan Realty Exemptions at MRETAX.com to check and see what kind of programs are available to your proposed project.
My guest this evening is none other than Martin Joseph of Metropolitan Realty Exemptions. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn, just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining me here this evening. My guest is none other than Martin Joseph of Metropolitan Realty Exemptions and Reside New York. Thank you, Martin, for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, we're talking about, you know, two different really dynamics here, and that is benefits for developers and benefits for tens of thousands of people out there, if not over 100,000, probably, yeah, actually much more than 100,000. I think the number was actually more like 250,000 people that are out there actively seeking quality housing, you know, including co-ops, of course, in the five boroughs. And therefore, that leads me to Reside New York. ResideNewYork.com is this brand new site, which I imagine there's a lot of brains behind the site, you know, and all the software that goes into and to develop and how it's developed. But at the end of the day, if someone is looking for an apartment and they're making more than minimum wage, they're making a decent living, does it still make sense for them to visit Reside New York? Can they really get a great apartment, even though that there's this abatement programs that are benefiting the developers? Does it really make sense?
Definitely yes.
Because it's like a game changer. I mean, it used to be always affordable housing. You thought, okay, it was low income. But you mean to tell me middle income
to even high income are eligible to benefit of these affordable units. That's why we want people should visit our website, Reside New York, ResideNewYork, all spelled out. If you go and you check out the program, you will see that our website will introduce you to multiple properties that you might be eligible to be a renter of, and you don't need to have a low income. Even with mid income, you're still eligible to benefit and to be a renter of these units. And these units have a benefit that these units will be rented to you for the life of that you want to stay in these units, since these units will be stabilized. So basically, right, any increases will be guided by the stabilization law.
Wow.
So that's a big benefit to people that have mid to high income, that they still are eligible to benefit and enjoy the affordable units offered by these developers that are enjoying the 421A.
Now, in advance of this interview, I checked out the site and I noticed there are so many fantastic features, as opposed to someone who just went to the city site where it just had technical information. But you have pictures of within the apartments. It shows the details of each apartment. I mean, you have so much data that you have on the site. It's fantastic.
We have introduced computer programmers that gave us the cutting edge in software to introduce to potential tenants to be able to see all the amenities in the buildings,
right,
pictures of everything to describe what a potential renter will enjoy when they rent these units.
Now, to come back to it, you know, at the end of the day, many people still don't realize the options that are out there and know that they just go to Housing Connect. Why is it important that they visit Reside New York first and go to it as opposed to just Housing Connect? Why should they go to Reside New York?
Housing Connect basically was not built to be a friendly user program. Our program at Reside New York, you will see any building that is up for rentals. You'll be able to click on that building and get exact dimensions and pictures of the potential unit that you want to rent, in addition to all the amenities that are available. I would recommend anybody listening to just go onto Reside New York and advise your friend or a potential neighbor, check out Reside New York. If you might have a big, huge benefit out of looking at the program.
Right. ResideNewYork.com, ResideNewYork.com. So, Martin, We definitely understand how ResideNewYork.com benefits all the people out there that are looking for a great place, you know, to call home. But what's the benefit to a developer? Now, again, there's some developers that understand this, some may not. What's the benefit to a developer, the fact that you built this great platform, ResideNewYork.com?
By the end of the day, the goal of the developer is to rent his units as quick and as smooth as possible and to be able to move on to the next project. When we developed the program at Reside New York, we took in consideration to hire the most professional computer technicians, and we developed a platform that we should able to assist in renting these units in the quickest and smoothest way possible in order to get these developers to be able to refinance their projects and move on to the next project.
So now, if we could, before we go to a commercial break, walk me through the process. What happens on Reside New York? You know, someone wants to rent an apartment in the five boroughs, the New York metro area. Walk me through the process.
Let's start with the developer's point, yeah. What he needs to do in order to be eligible for the 421A.
Yes, good point.
He contacts Metropolitan Realty Exemptions, as we mentioned, right. 718-387-3004. He tells us about his proposed project. Now, I have to mention to you, the city has a law. In order to be eligible for the 421A, you are required to file with the city 9 months prior to estimation of completion of the construction. Not every developer knows it. Then you might be able losing the opportunity to pursue the 421A. So that's important.
Right, that they get in touch as soon as they're thinking about this project.
Yeah. They have to contact us. Once they contact us, we notify the city agencies, including the affordable marketing unit, mm-hmm. that there's a proposed project. If we notify them 9 months prior to estimation of completion of construction, the city will then designate a processor, mm-hmm. that will process these affordable unit files, mm-hmm. and we should be able to rent up these units at the time of completion of construction to everybody's end goal, to have rented these units timely and professionally.
Okay.
In reference to a renter, if somebody, mm-hmm. is looking to rent an apartment, if they will go onto our website, ResideNewYork.com, they have a chance to look at every project that is available now with the city renting these units. They will have detailed the guidelines of eligibility, what the maximum and minimum income is on each project. Either it's a project that's a low-income project or a mid- to high-income project, and they will have a chance to see all the details of the available units and what the units offer, including all the amenities that are available and that in that project.
So it sounds like, just to wrap up this particular segment, for a developer, they should be in touch and with Metropolitan, which is, of course, is MRETax.com. That's the Metropolitan side.
Correct.
So that they could get the maximum financial benefit through the various different programs that the city has to offer, which, of course, you are extremely experienced in. And yet, on the other side, if someone's looking to get a brand new apartment or, you know, within the five boroughs, you know, because, again, these are new buildings that have gone up, and to find that if they're eligible for affordable housing, even though they might be getting, you know, great income, they should be visiting ResideNewYork.com.
That's the number one, Reside New York. To all potential tenants, you should visit ResideNewYork.com.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time. You show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident. It's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining me this evening. My guest is none other than Martin Joseph, founder and CEO of Metropolitan Realty Exemptions. And of course, we're talking about their latest product, the online website ResideNewYork.com, which is just really a godsend, a fantastic site that allows anyone out there who's looking for a great apartment to are not sure if they're eligible within the guidelines of New York City's affordable housing laws if they can get an apartment. Guess what? ResideNewYork.com is the platform to visit because all your questions will be answered there. Now, in fact, my understanding is that if someone goes and visits and they look at a particular apartment, and of course, there are thousands of others that are also looking for a very finite amount of apartments. Right? There aren't, you know, let's say at any given time someone's looking at a certain apartment, then again, thousands of people, maybe tens of thousands, are applying for that similar apartment. There's also a very short time frame. There's a short window of opportunity. Perhaps you can explain that.
Yes, Yitzhak. Definitely, if anybody is seeking and looking to rent an apartment, they should go onto our website, ResideNewYork.com. Now, you have to understand, a lot of people are seeking and looking to rent apartments. Mm-hmm. Now, if they click on the Reside New York website and they apply for the available apartment that is available at the time, the city then performs HPD, then performs a lottery, and mm-hmm. they provide our company with a logbook. And if that person happens to be winning the apartment, then they have the opportunity to say, yes, we want to rent this apartment. Or they can say just they reject and they don't want to rent this apartment. So basically, by filing and clicking on the Reside New York website, you're not obligating to nothing.
That's a good point. A person doesn't have to restrain themselves saying, oh, what happens if I get it? Then I'm stuck. No, they're just like, it's almost like putting in a bid, if you will.
That's correct.
So, Martin, now I come back to something we touched on earlier in the interview, and that is regarding Metropolitan Realty Exemptions. When someone is embarking on a developer is embarking on a new vision, his new property, what should he be thinking about? What should he factor in order to make sure that he can qualify for these great benefits that the city is offering, that he can actually get tenants of middle income and high income? you know, which wasn't always the case. It always was, you know, affordable housing was low income. What should a developer be factoring in?
The developer knows one thing. He wants to have the subtotal refinancing and move on to the next project. That's why he needs to contact Metropolitan Realty. We are specialized unit configuration, bedroom mix. We will advise him, meet with his architect and advise him how to build the building, where to set the units, where to put the units, where we should allocate the units for the affordable marketing, etc. So again, to answer your question, it's important at the planning stages, when you commence, you propose your project, mm-hmm. you should contact Metropolitan Realty Exemptions. We will be glad to review eligibility. Let me just throw in one important thing. As you are aware, the city has an additional program. It's called inclusionary housing. Mm-hmm. We are an inclusionary housing specialist. There is mandatory inclusionary housing, and then there's just sites that are eligible for bumps in zoning and FAR, floor area ratio. That's important. They should contact us, and we will advise him, review eligibility, and advise him to the best setup of his proposed project. So again, he should contact Metropolitan Realty Exemptions. Call us at 718-387-3004, 718-387-3004, and we will advise him at the best of our ability.
And again, your website, MRE Tax, right? MRETax.com?
MRE, Metropolitan Realty Exemptions, TAX.com. MRETAX.com.
Now, I just want to paint the picture for a developer so that he has an idea of how much he could save. Let's say someone's working on a, you know, a beautiful new condo. It's a $10 million project. At the end of the day, if he follows all the suggestions that Metropolitan Realty Exemptions provides for him, what would you say? I'm not asking for an exact number. Of course, you can't have an exact number, but just, you know, what is a range that a developer can benefit by following, you know, the advice that you're going to give? How much savings does that really turn into?
I'll start with one word. He's going to have a home run.
That's two words.
But just to give you an exact answer, you said we can't say an exact. I will give you an exact answer
okay.
on the savings.
Sure.
As you are aware, every property in the city, if it's income producing, you have to pay taxes on it.
Right.
So let's say if somebody has a vacant land, it's a vacant land. So let's say the taxes, it's a 50 by 100.
Okay.
So it's 5,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Let's say he pays on the property taxes $10,000 annually.
Mm-hmm.
Now he puts up a new building and he has an income over there of $1 million annually.
Mm-hmm.
Without a tax abatement, his taxes is going to be, I would say, in the area of $200,000 to $250,000 annually.
Really?
So basically a quarter of his income, of his gross income, will go to the city. So the city is a silent partner. They're not investing anything in the property, and they're getting a quarter of the total
right.
gross income.
Wow.
With filing for the 421A, you get a 35-year tax exemption plus 3 years for the construction. You get a 35-year that will freeze the increase in any tax liability to the amount that you were paying prior to construction. So if you were paying till now $10,000, for the life of the benefits, you will be paying $10,000 instead of the $250,000. So just do your calculation.
Yeah,
you're basically saving
millions.
Annually a quarter of $1 million.
Yes,
for the life of the Bennetts, we're talking of millions of dollars. That's important to do the planning properly, timely, and professionally.
My guest this evening is none other than Martin Joseph, founder and CEO of Metropolitan Realty Exemptions. And, of course, he's behind the new site, ResideNewYork.com, ResideNewYork.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining us. My guest this evening is none other than Martin Joseph, founder and CEO of Metropolitan Realty Exemptions and ResideNewYork.com, which we've been talking about. Martin, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Well, let's open up with, if some people have think that we've already talked about Reside New York to the point where you know everything. You actually don't. First of all, it pays to visit it, ResideNewYork.com. You could see what it's all about. But here's my just main question, which I know is on the mind of so many developers out there, is that it sounds like a fantastic concept, but I hope it's okay to put you on the spot. You know, at the end of the day, the proof is in the pudding. Has there been already success stories that Reside New York, you know, has made, that people have landed apartments through Reside New York?
Yes, definitely. Multiple projects have completed rent-ups with Reside New York. We have placed hundreds of affordable units.
Wow.
Completed,
that's
rented
great.
Up, signed leases, and people are enjoying the benefits. And we have received from HPD the certificates, the final certificates of eligibility for these developers to enjoy a 35-year tax abatement.
Wow. Wow. So it's so special because you're benefiting developers and people that are seeking, you know, an apartment, where to live. This is, like, so fantastic.
Yes, and let me just stress an important point.
Sure.
The previous program, the 421A, that has sunset in the end of 2015,
right.
You were required to stabilize all the units in the building. Mm-hmm. With the new 421A, the units that are free market, as I explained to you previously,
right.
That there is the 70% that's a free market and the 30% that are affordable.
Right.
The 70% that are free market are not stabilized units. These are free market units. You're not required to renew the leases once the lease expires. Mm. And you can increase the rents whatever you want. So this is the huge benefit to developers if they want to pursue the program on the 70% that are free market. These are real free market units.
Let me ask you an interesting question. You know, this past November, there were elections. Governor Cuomo got reelected. And in fact, the New York State went Democrat. Does that have any type of effect on rent stabilization or the whole real estate industry? Does that have any effect on that?
I can't say what the politicians are planning to do. But in reference to the 421A, as I just said, these units that are free market, the 70% free market units stay free market. That's the huge benefit, although they might want to change the law. But the 421A is the law will go till 2022. So anybody that applies now as being granted 421A benefits, they will enjoy the benefits as free market units up to the life of the abatement. That's why it's so important to discuss with Metropolitan Realty exemptions and pursue the best suited program to their construction site.
Once you're coming back to Metropolitan Realty exemptions, I hope it's okay if we even go back and have a summary of some of the key terms that, you know, you tossed around some very fancy terminology, J51, ICAP, 421, IH. If it's okay, I want to go through one by one so that people understand what that term stands for, and actually for a developer, how it could benefit them by, of course, when they contact Metropolitan. So let me start with J51. What exactly is J51? And if they follow through, how can they benefit through that program?
Let's eliminate the fancy word of developer. Any property owner that proposes construction, alteration on its property is eligible for the J51. Obviously, you have to follow the rules and guidelines, right, obligations by the law, what you are required, but you're eligible for the J51. The J51 has two components. It will freeze the increase in assessment due to improvement. You're adding a story on your property. You're enlarging your property. Mm-hmm. You're eligible for the J51. It will freeze any increase in assessment due to the improvement. In addition, it will give you a credit on your existing taxes. It's a great program, definitely worthwhile to pursue.
Okay, let's move to the 421A. We've been talking so much about it, but a good summary, what is the 421A abatement?
421A, great program. Any developer that is proposing to develop new construction, you should pursue the 421A. It will give you a 35-year tax abatement on any increase due to improvement. It will lock in the assessed value, your tax liability, to the current assessed value prior to construction. So basically, any increase that will be put on your property due to improvement will be offset by the implementation of the 421A.
Wow. Moving along to the ICAP, what exactly is that all about?
ICAP stands, as we mentioned, Industrial Commercial Abatement Program. Any commercial property, including community facility, anything that's not considered Class A residential units is eligible for the ICAP program. As I mentioned before, the ICAP program has a stringent that you have to apply prior to applying for any permits. Once permits are issued, you're not eligible to pursue the ICAP. Again, that's why you should contact our office, Metropolitan Realty Exemptions, MRETAX.com, to check out prior for you applying for any programs that for any proposed construction.
What is the IH program?
As we mentioned, the city has a program that grants you a bonus in FAR, a bonus in zoning on your proposed construction. That's called inclusionary housing. And there are different geographic areas that have mandatory inclusionary housing. That's why you should contact our office and check out if your zoning allows you to benefit of a bonus, a bump in FAR to have a bigger building. You might be eligible to have a building instead of 10 units, 15 units. You should contact prior to your planning. Call our office at 718-387-3004. 718-387-3004 to discuss your proposed project and the best suited programs to your property.
Martin, we're running low on time here in the program, so I'm going to get to my final question. But before I do, I want to remind the listeners, in case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, you'll be able to access this entire episode, whether you prefer it on iTunes or on the OG network or however you access and you like to consume your media, it will be available. Of course, the easiest way is to just go to the dedicated site for this program, mybradio.com. mybradio.com. Also, here's really the build-up to my final question. For a developer, the best site for you to get more information about Martin and his services is mretax.com, mretax.com. And for the thousands out there, tens of thousands that are looking for a great new apartment, residenewyork.com, residenewyork.com. So, Martin, with that, I guess my final question is for developers, for people out there that are even, you know, again, not, we're not talking about low income, we're talking about medium income, high income. What's your recommendation about the future of New York City that you would like to share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
First of all, let's summarize in reference to developers. I'm excited to join and notify the developers in New York City that there's the great programs out there, the great incentives to have you perform your construction and still pay the taxes that you are paying prior to construction. You can have a great value and income of the property and still paying the low taxes that you were paying prior to construction. In reference to potential tenants, we have to understand that the city took into consideration we're not only catering to low income. Obviously, low income is very important to New York City.
Right.
But in the same time, we have mid to high income people that are seeking to rent apartments. And the city took in consideration with introducing the new 421A, catering to mid to high income people. Go to our website and check out beautiful apartments available to rent through residenewyork.com. You will check out and see that you have the great opportunity, the dream of your lifetime, to rent these units at an affordable mid-income that you are eligible to rent these units. I would recommend, again, go to our website, Reside New York, and check it out. And I would say that this will be a great opportunity for New York and to all of us.
Martin, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much for giving the opportunity to come onto your program and to explain what we are catering to the people of New York.
Well, that wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Safliff on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.